Welcome to the Heart of Humans podcast, where heartbreak isn't the end, but the beginning. I'm your host, Jennifer Lee, your heart catalyst. Together, we'll turn your heartache into fuel for a fulfilling love life. Get ready to open up your heart and navigate the unpredictable currents of life together, exploring relationships, self-discovery, and the power of living authentically. Welcome back, folks. I know that sometimes our relationship with someone can feel so incredible that it must not make sense to move on. And if you've experienced all the positive sides to a relationship, you might know what that's like. Letting go doesn't have to be a sign of our incompetence or our failure. My wish is that we learn to let go powerfully and gracefully with love. And you see, this topic hits home for me because I had a history of returning back to my exes. Because deep down, I wanted them to show me that they loved me and that they cared for me. And these were the reasons that made it hard to move on from my ex-partner. I would hold on to memories as if they were pieces of my life. I felt that if I let go of these memories, I couldn't feel love. Yeah, many times I didn't even want to move on, even when I intended to, even though I said, this isn't it, I don't want this. But it was all I ever knew of love. So even when it wasn't perfect, it was all I've ever known. Maybe holding on gives us purpose because we feel like we could be that person to turn it all around. Like maybe it's because we don't feel fulfilled in our life purpose. Or maybe we would want to hold on to that feeling of love because it's better than not having any at all. And what both of these point to is that we're not fulfilled by our situation. It's either not clear to us what we want for ourselves, or we're confusing ourselves by looking for love in places that aren't meeting our needs. And we all want to feel loved to the point that we overvalue a person's qualities, ignoring the fact that he's a people pleaser that holds resentments and that he won't share those resentments with you or will ignore his condescension with his friends and his family, the way he talks to them. It's like an addiction, right? Like we might want to feel in control of our feelings and so we stay in a situation that's familiar. Why is that? Because at the bare minimum, at least we know how the relationship dynamic is going to play out. We know how to fix it temporarily, and then it'll start all over again. We might not even believe a different relationship dynamic is even possible, but I want to assure you that love can be, and most certainly is, expansive and evolving. We can achieve a lot greater with love, even by going in separate ways. And I'm saying this after a recent announcement that my partner and I had broke up after 4 years. And yeah, it was painful. It was back in January, though. And yeah, many people didn't know how far back that was. It's now April, end of April. If you want to feel purposeful in your breakup, you need to stand in love. We need to accept that people have dramatically different needs and that we cannot change others to fit our needs. How many of us had this experience thinking that if someone loved us enough, that they would change their behavior or habits for us? We've all done this. We go into a relationship knowing this, but we still make it mean that we're powerless and unlovable when we're really meant to stand for our values and our needs. That's what we're meant to do. I didn't see that when I kept continuing a relationship with my ex-partners, that this is the thing. I wanted to selfishly feel loved. Yes, and sure, I wanted to show my love too, but I knew deep down that I couldn't continue or respect a relationship where they couldn't meet me where I needed them the most. And the practice of love comes from accepting that our needs are vastly different. And that's actually okay to admit that we can't meet each other's needs. Because what is love? I'm not asking this rhetorically. I'm asking because how do we remember what love is? And I'm talking about the unconditional definition of love. The one that's nourishing, inspiring, expansive, accepting. You see, the practice of love can still grow outside of partnership when you love someone who cannot meet your needs. And if you can do it in a partnership, that's even more powerful because we know that your partner cannot be there for you 100% of the time. And they have the safety, both of you have the safety in knowing that. But it should be enough times that your relationship shouldn't feel unstable. One thing you can do if you're trying to move on from a relationship is to live in alignment with your deepest compassion and gratitude. That is what is called heart-centered living. Heart-centered living is about being self-guided in your authenticity and your living in alignment with your compassion. It requires a leadership of the heart, and you're making decisions that prioritize not just you, but also the people around you. It's accepting that you're willing to do or not do the things in the relationship and have the utmost respect for that. And my wish is that we are clear on that. We are clear on what we're willing to do and not do in a relationship. I'll give you an example. I'm willing to create space for my compassion to grow when I listen to my partner. I'm not willing to explain to someone why empathy is important to me. Remember when I mentioned that, like, the experience, a very human experience for us to believe that, you know, if someone loves us enough, they would change. They would rectify their behavior. They would know how to treat us, and it would mean that they love us enough. Because what does loving you enough mean? If, for example, he comes home earlier in the evening to spend more time with you, that would mean he loves you. Or if he doesn't raise his voice when he talks to you, it means he cares about you and loves you. What if how we feel over the discord is actually creating a reasoning to look for evidence in that time of our lives where we didn't feel loved, where we had to tell ourselves maybe we didn't deserve it? The point in relationships is not to avoid uncomfortable emotions, but we need to be honest with what is workable versus what can be changed. As I hope that you've already learned, changing our habits and behaviors takes a lot of time, especially if we want to do it consistently. Do you think that how someone decides to change is because it has to do with how much you deserve love? No. Because if you're making it about you, you need to revisit the tender area where you think that you don't deserve love. Because workability focuses on sovereign love, which means you're giving and receiving love without sacrificing your own well-being or becoming dependent on another person's behavior. And we need to be honest with what is workable, which means that what you will accept on a more consistent basis. We need to accept that some things take time to change, and it might not make sense to change something, especially when your partner won't appreciate the things that you're changing, right? Like, what if both partners are coming from a place where they're not feeling deserving of love? And that's sad, but in my experience, it's a disaster. That's why sometimes we can end a relationship to be clear on making those choices, those changes for ourselves. Because try as you might, that person might not be coming from a loving place to validate those changes that you're making. And a workable relationship is one where both of your needs are prioritized and willing to be met consistently. Both of you are coming from sovereign love. If you resonated with the themes we've discussed today, I want to remind you that I am here to support you on a more personal level. And as a coach, I do specialize in helping women move beyond the challenges of a breakup. I offer one-on-one coaching, and together we can navigate those emotions and empower you to gain that confidence of closure and know your worth. I'm excited to move forward on this amazing journey together. Until next time, remember you are not alone, and thank you for listening today.